Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
And welcome to Fritz and Friends Friday Night Edition. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Derek Wallbank, who is Washington correspondent for the Min Post. Good evening, Derek. How are you?
Evening, Cheryl. I'm just this side of wonderful. How are you doing?
I like that. You must be the most optimistic person in Washington, D.C. this evening.
I think I am, because I still think that we may avoid a government shutdown, and I'm thinking that partially because I'd really love to go home sometime soon, and so I'm trying to be as optimistic as possible because I don't want to sleep at my desk.
There you go. It's probably been a while since you've been home and asleep, hasn't it?
Yeah.
In a word, yeah. Your wife and your new baby may need to be reintroduced to you.
Yeah, well, my daughter, unfortunately, has learned that when Daddy puts a suit and tie on, it's not a good thing because Daddy's leaving. So, you know, Daddy would like to get back. And really, you know, the thing that's going on here, Cheryl, is that we are sitting here less than 12 hours, actually now less than 7 hours from a government shutdown, and we still don't have a piece of legislation on the table that would prevent that, that hasn't been ruled out by either party. People keep saying that we're close, but we don't see it yet.
Well, and where are we now? I mean, this is so fluid today that I've had trouble catching up. I read your article from this afternoon, and one of the last things I saw was that, you know, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says it's a dispute over funding for Planned Parenthood. House Speaker John Boehner says, no, it's about spending cuts. Where do you see it from where you are now? Because you've got the latest.
Okay, well, here's where I see it right now. House Republicans came to this debate originally saying that they wanted somewhere in the neighborhood of $33 billion in additional cuts over what the president had proposed. And so that's sort of where I'm going with the baseline here, okay? And so now Reid is saying that there was a deal agreed last night on a top-line number at 38. Harry Reid is on record as saying this. Boehner's folks say, no, there's no full deal. But they caveat that in an interesting way. The way that they caveat that is that they say that nothing will be agreed until everything is agreed. Hence, there was no deal because everything wasn't agreed. It's an interesting non-denial denial. So, you know, it's hard to figure out there. Republicans are looking for policy riders that are important to them. The one that's on the table right now that Reid says is something called Title 10 funding, which is family planning and things like that. Now, it's commonly said Planned Parenthood, but not all of that money, about 75% of it, doesn't go to Planned Parenthood. And there is a law called the Hyde Amendment that prevents federal funding from directly funding abortion. However, you know, Republicans say that sometimes that's commingled and it's, you know, they're not fans of Planned Parenthood, which performs a lot of abortions anyway. So that's sort of where we are. From that side, Republicans still say that there's some disagreements on spending. And they may be right, because I apologize to all of your listeners right now because I'm about to get hyper-technical, but it's an important distinction here. There's two kinds of cutting funding. There's one that says we're actually going to cut money that we spend, and the second one is that we're going to cut money from mandatory programs we've already passed, things like the Farm Bill and No Child Left Behind. The Democrats are proposing a lot more of the latter, but the catch with that is that those are only cuts for 1 year, and then after that they spring back up. So if you say you're offering $38 million in cuts, but only $30 million is actual money and $38 billion, and only $30 billion is actual money and $8 billion is this sort of stuff, then what you're actually offering is $38 billion now and $30 billion in posterity. So there's actually a monetary difference there. So So it's possible that both sides could be right, and isn't that confusing?
Well, yeah, and this is what you do every day, and there's a lot of pieces to this. So pity us trying to work through all of this as well. Now, one of the big things that we've been hearing about yesterday and today is about military pay, a military pay provision. Where are we on that right as we speak, as far as you know?
Well, where we are, Cheryl, frankly, is that we have a bill on the table right now that has more than 60 votes of support in the Senate and has at least, by my last count, 130 people in the House that say that they would support it. All this bill does is it says that until December 31 of this year, no matter if there's a shutdown or not, troops, active duty military, get paid on time. In a government shutdown, they still have to go to work. They still have to go, you know, fight and, you know, be over in Afghanistan and shoot bad guys and all of that. But their checks don't come. You know, when the government starts up again, then their checks come back. But their checks don't come on time. And you're talking about kids 19, 20 who go over and enlist, and they're sitting there going, well, you know, April 15th, I, you know, have a paycheck coming due. I've got bills to pay. You know, people have houses, they have mortgages, they have car notes, all of this stuff. So that bill's on the table, but no one's put it forward yet. So far, the only things that have been offered that would extend the military's pay and make sure that they get paid on time are things that have these Title X Planned Parenthood riders on them that are flatly unacceptable to at least two-thirds of the legislative branches. So that's where we are, and, you know, I've had very liberal senators and very conservative Tea Party Republicans tell me today, look, we're playing ping pong, we're playing football with these military families who are on the front lines, and it's not fair and it's not acceptable. It's kind of, that's what's happening.
Well, what about the one week continuing resolution? Is support for that fostering? Is that growing, or did they want to, get it done clearly? But is that better than a shutdown?
The thing that we're hearing, Cheryl, is that a clean one-week continuing resolution, which is to say a continuing resolution that keeps federal funding as it is right now with no changes, would only be offered by House Republicans or accepted by House Republicans if there was already a deal and they needed that time to just put the legislative language in place and go through the procedure of passing a full long-term deal. So right now, that's something that Senate Democrats have offered. That's something that House Democrats have offered. But so far, that's a no deal until there's something fully in place. So,
and everybody's pointing finger. Everybody's pointing fingers at everybody else as to why this isn't happening and isn't coming together.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Except for me, nobody's blaming me right now, which is nice and unusual. But in all seriousness, you're absolutely right. We've had leadership press conference after press conference. That story that you cited today that's online right now, leading the site at minpost.com, it was turned in about 3 or 4 hours later than I thought I was going to be able to do it, because it kept getting interrupted by press conference after press conference of, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? You know, I didn't feel like the entire Capitol press corps is sort of like a 10-year-old in the back seat of a trip to Traverse City. Are we there yet? Well, no, we're not. You know, we're only in Cadillac. We've got a ways to go. But we live in hope. We live in eternal hope.
Well, when I read your story, it's a great story as usual. That's why I keep calling you, Derek. And I saw that it was posted this afternoon at about 2:30. I thought everything could have changed from here.
Nothing has changed from that point, though. We have entered a point. The House is now in recess until the call of the chair. The Senate floor has one or two people speaking on it to an empty room. We are in an absolute stasis until further development. And we'll see what happens, and we'll see how much sleep we all get.
Well, Derek, as always, thank you very much. I may need to talk with you Monday again, and we'll see what if you've gone home or if anybody else has as well.
Cheryl, as always, if you call, I answer.
Yes, you do, and I appreciate that. Well, we'll all hope for the best here as the countdown continues. As you said, less than 7 hours. Thank you so much, Derek.
No problem.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Derek Wallbank, who is the Washington correspondent for the Min Post. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.